Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. My name is Tariq. Glad to have everybody tuning in. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number, ladies and gentlemen, to call up so we can chop up some game on today's show. I'm going to take that real quick commercial break so we can get right into it, ladies and gentlemen. So don't you move a muscle. Don't get off your computer. We'll be right back on Tariq Radio.
Up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
What's going on, family? It's player season right about now. It's Among Us, so it's time for you to get suited and booted out here so they can start choosing up on you. That's why you got to get your gear game together, and you start off by getting your tie game in order. That's why you need to check out HarrisonBlakeApparel.com. Now, Harrison Blake Apparel, they have all types of men accessories like neckties, bow ties, pocket squares, all that good stuff to accentuate your suit game. They also have monthly subscription packages on the site, and if you use the coupon code Tariq, you can get 25% off on everything on the site. So you need to check out right now, HarrisonBlakeApparel.com.
What if I told you there was a place in this world where black people own their community, where black people run the politics and control all the commerce coming in and out? What if I told you there's a place where we police our own community, where we deal with crime and justice without the need of the government? What if I told you there was a place where mothers, fathers, grandmothers, children, workers, and gangsters work for one thing: the strength, survival, and growth of the community? Welcome to the City of God. Hear a first-hand account in this new documentary about the realities of being an independent community and the work and sacrifice, the blood and pain that you need to maintain it. Apply for an early screening at tinyurl.com/City of God Enforcer. That's tinyurl.com/City of God Enforcer.
Check out this brand new book called Once Upon a Time in Gatlinburg. This book is written by a newcomer named Daniel Hughes. Now, this book is about a black introverted teenager named Jeremiah, who's 17 years old. He's going through abandonment issues. He's going through self-awareness issues. He's going through growing pains. So it's a real deep story you need to check out. Once Upon a Time in Gatlinburg. It's available now on Amazon. You can get the paperback for $8, and you can get the Kindle version for $3. So again, get Once Upon a Time in Gatlinburg on Amazon right now. What's up, family? You need to check out the brand new website called ashkicking.com. Now, that is a black-owned business that sells fragrance products. It has unique incense burners, scented candles, incense sticks, and health and beauty products. They have body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, the whole nine yards. It's 2017. There is no reason for any of y'all to be crispy and ashy out here in these streets. Go to ashkicking.com. That's ashkicking.com. What up, everybody? It's your boy Crispy, everybody, and I got a brand new video game app out right now, everybody. It's called Crispy's Biscuits, everybody, and you can get the Crispy's Biscuits app right now on the iPhone Apple Store, everybody, and you can also get it on the Google Play Store, everybody. As a matter of fact, everybody, it was the number one game on Google Play all last week, everybody. The game is so exciting, everybody. There's 10 levels you can help me get through, everybody, where I'm dodging bottles of lotion, everybody, I'm dodging hair clippers, everybody, and I'm dodging taco meat, everybody. So get the Crispy's Biscuits game right now, everybody, at crispysbiscuits.com, everybody. Now I'm about to do my coon laugh, everybody.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
Yo, we are back. Welcome, 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 family. Welcome back to Tariq Radio. I am your host. We're doing an early show late in the week, but I'm here. You know, some of the shows are a couple of days off. We do the Tuesday show constantly on a consistent basis at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. That's Ism Radio, and everybody should check out ismradio.com. Shout out to my lovely co-host, Miss Bree and Miss Layla Lopez. We're going to be shooting some reality show stuff soon around Ism Radio, and that's going to be very fun. But I'm here. I've been working on the last finishing touches for 1804, the movie. And I saw the movie in its entirety because I've been editing notes to my editor, you know, for the last few months. So I finally got a chance to see the movie all the way through, and it's amazing. Man, 1804 is amazing, man. You guys are going to love it. The date we're looking at, the release date is going to be in a couple, well, next month. I mean, right now it's September, so it's going to be October 19th. It's going to be screening Thursday all around the country, October 19th. Now, if you are in Los Angeles, we're going to have a premiere a week before that. The premiere in LA is going to be October 12th in Los Angeles. The premiere is going to be October 12th. If you are in LA, anywhere you are, if you're anywhere in the country and you want to see the movie early, get to LA, but you got to get your tickets. The tickets are going to go on sale soon, and I keep you guys posted on that. But October 19th all around the country, and I will keep you guys posted on all the movie theaters and all that good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you guys go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. And the official website for the 1804 movie is 1804movie.com, and we'll have more information for you, ladies and gentlemen. Let me grab a call real quick. Let me check in on the family, see how they doing. Yo, what's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, what's up? This is Charles calling from Houston.
Hey, man, what's going on in Houston right now, brother?
Well, it's still flooded. I actually couldn't go to work. I work at HEB. And actually, I had to do a U-turn because I drive a Nissan Sentra. So it's still kind of flooded out there. My car's too low to be trying to ride around like that. But right now, we have a curfew. And I believe it starts at 12 and ends at 5 a.m. So certain parts of Houston is still flooded. A lot of barricades and so forth. So I'm good where I'm at. I'm in Missouri City right now. So.
Okay. Do they still have a lot of people in shelters down there?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. As far as the condition they're in, I'm not really sure. Like I said, I'm just in Missouri City. I'm just going based upon what people say on Facebook or a couple of friends of mine who may be in a shelter, but I haven't heard from them. So I'm not really sure what's really going on with the shelters and so forth, nor the Joel Osteen Church. I don't know if they're still in there or not. Should be. If not, you know.
Okay. Man, well, yeah, man, good information. I was wondering what was happening because I'm trying to communicate with brothers and sisters down there, and I'm getting a lot of, you know, mixed stories. I'm getting a lot of crazy stories from down there, too. So, you know, and I've sent, you know, people, different families, money, personally. A lot of folks wanted me to do a GoFundMe, but there were so many people throwing up these GoFundMe pages. I'm like,
right.
Anybody who reach out to me down there, you need help, I help you. I was on that type of shit, so. But good looking out for the information, fam. All right. Hopefully everybody in Texas are doing better. And we're going to talk about some of that today. That's what I want to touch on. I want to touch on a lot of stuff I've been seeing coming out of Houston during the hurricane. And for those who don't know, if you're listening to this show at a future date or if you're somewhere else, there's some major flooding going on down in Houston. Major flooding. It was on, like, from what I understand, that Hurricane Katrina level. And a lot of stuff going on down there. A lot of people are trying to, get folks to shelters. There's a lot of stuff going on. And I saw something that disturbed me. I saw a lot of these Negroes doing videos with them dancing in the flood. Niggas out here dancing in the streets. And I got a screenshot of one nigga out here in some red jogging pants or whatever, dancing in the rain. This is not the only video I saw. I saw a couple of videos of black men out here dancing in the goddamn rain. And I'm going to touch on this because, see, black people, we got this very bad habit of playing during wartime. Black folks refuse to get in our heads that we are in a war with white supremacists. These white supremacists are openly waging war on us. And we got to understand what war is. Sometimes war is very covert. War is deception. Deception is war. So we got to stop being deceived that everything is cool, and we got to be on full alert all the time, especially during a natural disaster. During natural disasters, this is when white supremacists really kick it up a notch to start wiping large populations of black people out. We got to get that in our heads. Have y'all not learned anything from Katrina? Black people, we think just because the white media isn't saying anything about it, well, everything is okay. There's a lot of stuff about Hurricane Katrina that the mainstream white media are underplaying and downplaying today. They're downplaying all those black people who were sniped down there. They were shooting black people down there. I think there was a documentary, a Russian documentary crew or a European documentary crew who went down there and actually talked to white supremacists who were bragging about killing black folks down there. Y'all don't understand how black folks were just straight up murdered down in Hurricane Katrina. I mean, we know that they were murdered by ignoring. They ignored the help of a lot of black folks and just let them die and float up and down the street dead. But there were white supremacists out there actively picking black people off, sniping them under the guise of fighting looters. See, that's all they have to do. All they have to do is just give you a criminalized title, and then it's a wrap for you. A looter is any black person. That's all looter mean. I want y'all to understand these code words. Put your thinking caps on. When was the last time you ever, ever, ever seen a white person referred to as a looter? Ever. Think about that. I'm going to give y'all 2 or 3 seconds to think about that. When have you ever, ever, ever seen a white person classified as a looter? Never. You never see white people classified as looters. Ever, 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 ever. Think about that. Are there white people who take shit during riots and hurricanes? Of course they do, but they never refer to them as looters. Even down in Katrina, remember, the white people who were taking supplies from stores, they were saying, well, these are survivors. They were just using a whole different language for white people doing the same thing that black people were doing. They use a whole different language. Looter means niggas. Random niggas. That's what a looter is. We really got to understand these code words. Somebody in the chat room said, my man Dick Gregory exposed Blackwater being sent to Katrina. Of course. They were sending people down there with weapons. When you go look up the picture of Sean Penn down in Katrina. They make it seem like he's this big super duper liberal. Notice Sean Penn had a gun down there. Google that right now. Google Sean Penn in Katrina. He's floating around with a gun saving dogs. Looter means black. And that's all they're going to do is start naming random black people as looters. They can just criminalize you and that's it. And you're a looter because I'm white and I say so. You can be a random black person walking down the street with an umbrella. They're like, oop, that nigga stole that umbrella. Let's get him. You don't understand the kind of danger you are in during a damn natural catastrophe. Black people, you are in grave danger. See, the white supremacists, they understand war. That's why they get on a war footing during natural disasters. And we're not going to even talk about the organ stealing and all that stuff. There was, speaking of the Hurricane Harvey down there in Texas, there was, and let me see if I could find it while I'm talking. There was a homeless white guy. Oh, let me see if I can find this while I'm talking, while I'm thinking about it. Okay, goddamn, I'm trying to upload this shit now. It's updating my Firefox while I'm trying to look for the link. But let me see if I could find this, because a lot of times the media will start interviewing people and people start saying something and we might think they're crazy, but a lot of times they're not really crazy. They're saying some real shit. Hold on, my browser's really tripping right now. Hold on one second. Let me get a call while I'm thinking of that thought. Let me see if I can get this. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, Tariq? This is Kilo from Ohio.
Kilo, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. It's an honor to talk to you right now. I listen to your stream and your radio show and also ISM Radio all the time. And you're just an inspiration as far as being a black businessman, having your own company. And the reason I'm calling is because I'm an actor.
Okay.
I live in Ohio in the Midwest. And one day, I want to be a famous actor. And when I say famous, I don't mean fame as in paparazzi and all that. I mean fame as in I'm making a change throughout the world through my craft.
Right.
And I want to know, do you think there's a thin line between being famous and conscious and woke and going against white supremacy?
And see, that's indicative on who brought you your fame. You dig? Because a lot of times when you depend on the white supremacists or the dominant society to bring you fame and to give you that shot, then you're going to be beholden to them through your career. This is why a lot of black folks who come up directly through Hollywood, they have to watch what they say, because, you know, they giveth and they taketh away. And,
right.
You know, this is why whenever social issues pop up, a lot of these black entertainers who were propped up by the mainstream Hollywood system, they can't really say nothing.
Right.
Well, look at our brother Colin Kaepernick. You know, Colin Kaepernick,
yeah,
he's speaking up for racial issues and they've blacklisted him from the NFL. So,
right.
And other coons are afraid to support him within the NFL. That's why we got to support him. This is why other people in the streets are supporting his brother. Because that's what they do. They silence you if you speak out against them. They try to tell you the system of white supremacy don't exist, but the minute you speak out against the system, automatically you start getting punished. So this is why it's important to kind of create your own lane, to create your own forums, to create your own media, so that you're not completely dependent on the dominant society. You feel me?
Right.
And also, if you want to be an actor, man, think about honing your craft and being the best crafted actor you can be. Always look at your talent. Don't look at it as far as being famous. If you have the talent, if you have the skills, the fame and the money will come. Just focus on the talent. Focus on what you're going to do that's going to be thorough and being the best at the craft. Look, when I started doing the Hidden Colors series, I had no idea that it was going to be as successful as it was. I had no idea, because nothing like that has ever been done before. My job was to just make it the best black history documentary as I could possibly make it. That was my only focus. I'm like, if I lose money or whatever, I still told the damn truth. So fortunately, the thing became commercially successful and we did it on our own terms. And we got to start taking risks like that. We have to start trusting ourselves. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
You go, man. Thank you for the call, brother. All right, let me see if I could play this clip that I was telling y'all about. There's a clip, and I hope you guys can hear the audio pretty good. Now, this is from down in Texas in Hurricane Harvey. They interviewed this homeless man, homeless white dude, and asked him how come, you know, he's not in the shelter. Now, this guy, he could be crazy as cat shit, or he could be telling the truth. But listen to what he said. Now listen to this. And the reporter kept cutting him off when the dude sounded a little crazy. Listen, hold on.
Who's got his dog, Bubba? Jake, who is homeless. Jake, you found yourself some shelter here. Why are you outside during this entire hurricane?
Well, I chose not to go inside yesterday because the Salvation Army and Russian Winds homeless shelter where they were accepting people were caught killing everybody that was in there.
I'm sorry. Right.
Okay. All right.
So,
you know, the reporter cut him off real fast. Y'all saw that? The reporter was like, okay, this motherfucker crazy or whatever. But is this dude crazy? Or did he see some shit that he wasn't supposed to see? Because he is outside. I mean, damn, a homeless person will take shelter anywhere. But he's like out in the rain. And he's like, well, shit, they're in there killing folks. So, is this dude crazy or did he really see something? So I don't know if he's that damn crazy or not, but the reporter shut his ass down real quick though. You dig? Let me put my music back on. And this happened a couple of days ago. This homeless dude, and they shut him down real quick. He said, hey, they were in there killing folks. So hell, I left. And the reporter was like, okay, yeah, what else is happening? So, is he crazy? I don't know. When you understand these white supremacists, you never know. And hey, some of these crazy homeless people, they ain't that crazy. You understand that? Some of these crazy homeless people ain't that crazy. There's a reason why he's outside in the rain instead of inside some shelter. He saw something. But I digress. But somebody said, I don't trust white supremacists. Hey, me too. If I heard something like that, I'll just take his word for it. I'd rather be safe than sorry. Maybe, maybe not. But I would rather be safe than sorry because I know their track record. I know for a fact down in Haiti, they were down there organ harvesting. I mean, we got so much proof. We talked about that in the Hidden Colors film. During the hurricane and the earthquake and all that, they were down there rounding up organs major. This ain't no, I heard. No, we got the receipts on this. But the thing is, we have to understand when we are in a war setting, all this dancing and playing and shucking and jiving. Black folks, we got to get very serious about being in a war and having a war mentality. You got to be on alert at all times. I remember I was just talking about this when I was at the Mayweather fight. I was in war mode. There were a couple of, you know, white Mayweather fans trying to be real friendly with me, but I'm like, I was playing past that. I'm like, I'm not trying to high five you and all this old shit because, hey, I don't know what all these other people are going to do. So my mentality, I'm having a good time watching the fight, but I'm still ready for whatever. And I have that demeanor. You dig? Because they stay ready for whatever. So when you get around folks in the dominant society, you gotta understand that some white supremacists are going to be in the mix. So you better be down for whatever and understand that you are in a war with these white supremacists. And they weaponize everything. They weaponize their friendships. They weaponize their associations with us. Speaking of friendships with white supremacists, token Negro, white supremacist mascot, Sheriff Clark, he resigned yesterday. A lot of people were celebrating his resignation. He's no longer the chief or the sheriff of Milwaukee. He resigned. Now, I don't know why. Some people are saying it was some of those several lawsuits he was going through. He had several. He was a horrible, horrible sheriff. People were dying in his jails. I mean, this guy was... He was a horrible, horrible failure of a sheriff. That's why anybody you see propping him up or befriending him or associating with him, it's only white supremacists. Understand that. Whenever you see black people like that, who are basically mascots for white supremacy, the only claim to fame is to say negative things about black folks so that they can act as shields for the white supremacy. For the white supremacists, anybody associated with them are just straight up white supremacists. Understand that. But understand this, they're not going to let a good coon like that go to waste. Understand that. They don't build up coons like that to just let them go to waste. So they might be transferring him somewhere. So I'm not going to celebrate too soon, because this dude, they might slip him somewhere in the Trump administration and give him some kind of token position so that he can do more damage to black lives nationwide. So we got to keep our eye on the white supremacists and see what they're doing with this dude. Understand, he's only a puppet of white supremacy. And as our brother Neely Fuller says, we shouldn't shadow box. Don't box too much with the mascots of white supremacy. Look at who's controlling them. But the thing is, we got to understand, when people are waging war against us. Now, a few weeks ago, I talked about this guy named DeMario Jackson. He's on these reality shows. I think he was on the, The Bachelor, one of those shows, The Bachelor Paradise, The Bachelorette. I don't know what, I don't watch these bullshit shows. And a few weeks ago, I told you that it was a white lady named Corinne Olympios. She was on the set. It was a big controversy. She was coming on to the dude, flirting with him. She jumped on him and made some sexual advances. I think they start making out, and I think she let him eat her or some shit. And then the show got canceled because some of the white producers went to the network and they were making it seem like the black man, DeMario Jackson, took advantage of the white woman because she was drunk. And the white lady kind of went along with it. She was going along with this whole, well, I didn't know what I was doing. I think I was assaulted sexually. She was going along with the whole shit. I blacked out. I didn't know where I was. She went right along with this whole little plan to kind of throw this brother under the bus. So, you know, they looked at the tapes and everything, and they saw that the white woman was coming on to the brother. So they kind of, they dropped any kind of criminal investigation. So she went right into victim mode. But the thing is, yesterday there's pictures of the same dude and the same white woman. They ran into each other and they all hugged up on each other. She's jumping on him, kissing him on the cheek, and he's up here grinning. How much of a sunken place fucking coon do you have to be? You're still cupcaking with the white woman who tried to throw you under the bus with a false sexual assault charge, and you that much of a fucking desperate coon, you're still up here hugged up with her? I mean, look up the pictures. Look up DeMario Jackson and Corinne Olympios. I mean, some of these names don't ring a bell, and they shouldn't ring a bell. These are just reality people. But the fact that this coon is sitting up here cupcaking with this white woman and they tried to bury this dude, you don't know. He dodged a bullet. The only reason he dodged a bullet, there's videotape of her coming on to you, nigga. Oh, she played that whole, oh, I sucked a black dick and didn't know what I was doing. Oh, I blacked out. I didn't know what I was doing. I was at Bill Cosby's house and I blacked out multiple times. I kept going over there and waking up with my pussy swole and I was drunk. And it's that whole the black man drug me shit. See, that's the white supremacist female. That's their out. That's how they can get away with gobbling down on soul polls and get back into the good graces of white society. They can just say, well, yeah, I had a black soul poll up in my mouth and my cheeks, but I was drunk. They drugged me. They gave me a pill. So I didn't know what I was doing. So that's their out. So the point is, we got to understand when we are in a war, and we got to stop being lulled back to sleep in the middle of war. Because these white supremacists, women and men, they know how to immediately get on code. And this is why black folks down there in Houston, I see a lot of the media, they're trying to play this whole kumbaya thing because, you know, you got a lot of rescue workers who are white and they're rescuing black folks, which is their job because these are people hired by the state. And they're like, look, black and white all together, we're helping each other. It's kumbaya. Man, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. No kumbaya. They're doing their job. You're supposed to rescue people and save them and all that stuff. But my concern is the people behind the scenes doing stuff that the media is not reporting. Don't let people fool you with the whole kumbaya stories. And also, there's black dudes, young black dudes out here helping people, which is a great thing. I'm not saying that's not a great thing. Helping people, you're supposed to help people. I'm not saying that's not a great thing. But understand, the white supremacists, they're doing stuff behind the scenes you don't know about. I had a person hit me up today, somebody who's down there in Houston. He works at Home Depot, and he told me that Home Depot workers at his job, they're told to go down to the hurricane and flood areas and help out. And he told me that the white employees were kind of pulled to the side and they were giving ammunition. The management at Home Depot gave them bullets and ammunition and told them, hey, arm yourselves when you go to certain areas. And they only told this to the white employees. Brother just told me this today. So there's a lot of stuff going on down there that black folks shouldn't be playing around about. Why y'all niggas out here dancing and shucking and jiving? You have white supremacist groups raising money to get down there under the guise of helping out. I was exposing some of these dudes the other day, the Proud Boys. They had a GoFundMe page where they were trying to raise money to go down there to quote unquote help. Now, the Proud Boys, these are an armed white supremacist group led by Gavin McInnes. And I've exposed these dudes over and over again. They're connected with the alt-right and all of these white supremacist groups. They are not going down to no damn Houston to help nobody. When these armed white supremacists show up, we know what their get down is. They're going to start picking off quote unquote looters, aka Negroes. We got to understand how this thing works. They're doing all types of shit down there. People are talking about how they're opening up levees in one area and flooding certain areas that happen to be black. I mean, I've talked to state legislators and black politicians down there. They're letting me know what the deal is. There's a lot of slick stuff going on down there. And also, they're fake stories on all these white supremacist websites. They call them conservative sites. Please stop using the term conservative when you're talking about these alt-right groups. We got to start calling it what it is. We got to stop letting them redefine what they are. They got all types of little names for themselves. Well, I'm a fiscal conservative. I'm an alt-right. I'm a libertarian. All of these are little code words for white supremacists. Let's call it what it is. And there are these websites that's posting up pictures from years ago. There's a picture circulating on all the white supremacist websites of some black protesters standing in front of cars. And this was from 2015. So the white supremacists, they got these pictures and they're posting them up saying that Black Lives Matter is stopping people from leaving the flood areas. So they're deliberately putting out fake stories so that black people can become targets for these white supremacist groups down there. They keep putting out these stories about random black people looting, black people attacking folks, which there's no evidence, by the way. There's no evidence of black people attacking anybody out there in the flood areas. But they're putting out these stories so that can justify these white supremacists to go down there and start picking people off. And people are talking about Joel Osteen in the chat room. And a lot of people, Joel Osteen was trending the other day because Joel Osteen, it took him a minute to open up them doors and let the people in his big ass mega church. Twitter basically shamed him into opening up his doors. He came out, oh, we were flooded and we didn't have room. Oh, no, stop it, Joel. You know, Joel ain't trying to have all them Negroes up in that damn church. Understand this, and I called Joel Osteen out about a year ago of being a white supremacist suspect because Joel Osteen is a major Trump supporter. Do y'all know that? Joel Osteen is a major Trump supporter. I mean, he bobs on Trump's dick. He's a major Trump supporter. That's why I don't fuck with no damn Joel Osteen. And my man Tyler Perry, I like Tyler Perry, but Tyler Perry was out here caping for Joel. I know that Joel is all clicked in with Oprah and all that old shit. And I think Tyler Perry gave Joel Osteen like $250 million for what? I don't know. I don't know what you did that for, Tyler. Tyla, I do not know what why you gave that man $250 million. I mean, $1,000. Look, all y'all motherfuckers, y'all better put that money to the Melanoid Nation Foundation. Go to melanoidnation.org. Why the fuck y'all giving it to these white supremacist suspect evangelists who are already sitting on $50 and $60 million damn dollars, who ain't gonna do shit with the money, who you gotta twist their arm for them to open up a damn door? And we over here giving money directly to families and different groups down there. Come on now. But yeah, all you black people making excuses for Joel Osteen, it don't work like that, family. You cannot serve two gods. You're not going to serve the God of justice and the God of white supremacy. You cannot be a Trump supporter and then turn around and look at a black person and think that you're going to somehow give justice to black people. It doesn't work like that. Anybody of that stature being a big Trump supporter, dude, you've nullified everything else you've done. I cannot co-sign Joel Osteen. That whole Trump support thing, it doesn't work like that, man. Donald Trump is dangerous and detrimental to people of color, especially black folks. Donald Trump has endorsed white supremacist groups. Anybody supporting Donald Trump is a suspected white supremacist. And if you're black, you are known coon. So that's why Joel Osteen is on the shit boat with me all the time. I've been calling him out on his fuckery when he was bobbing on Trump's dick years ago. I'm real cool on Joel Osteen, and y'all black folks stay up out of his church. Black folks love being lied to. Y'all love getting around these suspected white supremacists, and they have that fake kumbaya. They love you just as long as you're a begging, trembling Sambo. As long as you trembling and shaking and, Lord, my feet hurt. I came to you, Joel Osteen, to heal me. But black folks love those white evangelists. You'll follow them to the damn death, no matter what they do. That's why so many black folks went down there to Guyana with Jim Jones. Y'all remember that? Back in the 70s, you had Jim Jones, not the rapper. There's a white evangelist named Jim Jones. I think he was up in the Bay Area. So he got all these black folks. They were giving them all their little welfare checks and everything. And he took all these black folks, majority black, down there to Guyana, South America, and had all of them kill them damn selves over his stupid ass. They had cyanide laced Kool-Aid. That's where the term drinking the Kool-Aid came from, meaning you're doing something stupid. You're going along with the program. You're doing something dumb against your best interest. It's called drinking the Kool-Aid. So we'll follow a damn white evangelist. If they just thump a Bible loud enough, we'll follow them to the damn death. You dig? So I don't rock with no Joel Osteen, and y'all need to stay y'all asses out of his church. That lady Paula White, all of those white evangelists, many of those white evangelists who have a primarily black audience are Trump supporters. It's like you cannot run a synagogue and then support Hitler. It don't work like that. My goodness, black folks, know when to walk away. Black folks do not know when to walk away. But understand, man, we are in a war right now. We got to understand we're in a war, and we got to stop playing and act like we're in a war. Donald Trump and his FBI, they just designated the group Antifa as a terrorist group. They're saying, well, they're engaging in domestic terrorist violence. But you notice they have not designated the alt-right as a terrorist group. As a matter of fact, Richard Spencer was on Twitter about a week ago bragging. He said Donald Trump has never denounced the alt-right and he never will. Richard Spencer tweeted that. Go look that up. The alt-right, remember, they went out there to Charlottesville, the alt-right, and all the other white supremacist groups and killed people. They went out there killing people. They murdered people and they had attempted murder charges on people and brutally beat people, and they have not been designated as terrorist groups. So now this, the Antifa group, which is really an anti-racism group, So now if Nazis can go out here and kill people, that's fine. But if you are against the Nazis killing people, you are the domestic terrorist. So black folks, we got to understand what's coming. These people are deputizing white supremacist groups. And Jeff Sessions, they've remilitarized the police, which they've already, they never really demilitarized police. Obama signed some shit that said the police has to be demilitarized, but they were never really demilitarized. It was just on paper. Y'all got to understand, when Micah Johnson went out there sniping those police officers down there in Texas, shit, they pulled out weapons we ain't never seen before. They sent in robots to kill that dude. So they got weapons we ain't never heard of, man. So they're still militarized. They've always been militarized, especially when it comes to us. So they've gotten it back on paper that they are remilitarizing the local police because they know some shit is going to go down. They're going to start doing mass roundups of people pretty soon. They're getting their Nazi Germany game on. They're setting it up now, family. Understand that. We can play. You can play if you want to, but you better get your mentality ready for the mass roundup of people. They just talked about the DACA and how Trump is going to repeal that, where in the DACA, that's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, meaning basically a lot of immigrant children who come over here. Obama had something where they could stay if they were over here. I think it was like, I think they're like anchor babies or whatever, but they had something that children, if they come over here and they're the children of immigrants, they could stay. Well, Trump is taking that off the books. They're repealing that. So immigrant children, especially from Hispanic countries, Mexico in particular, just because you, that basically it means your child can be rounded up and shipped off somewhere. Little brown children can be rounded up, little Hispanic children. That's why Trump pardoned Sheriff Joe out there in Arizona. He said Sheriff Joe was doing his job racially targeting people. And a lot of people are crying over the DACA being repealed, and Trump is about to make his decision possibly today on it, because people were talking about how cruel it was or whatever. They don't give a shit about cruelty. This is a white supremacist agenda. And my thing about that DACA and Hispanic communities being broken up and all that, that's very sad. But hold your own nuts, though. I'm going to have to say, hold your own nuts. That's sad. I don't like anything bad happening to children. But the thing is, you Hispanic adults, men and women, who were team white supremacy, y'all should have been fighting shit like this a long time ago. Because my thing is, too many white supremacist Hispanics are out here being propped up by the system of white supremacy against us. Zimmerman, Hispanic white supremacist, Officer Yanez, who killed Philando Castile, team white supremacy propped him up. If you look at a lot of those alt-right white supremacists in Charlottesville who got arrested, many of them have Hispanic last names. Lopez, Ramos, Jamirez. These dudes have Hispanic last names out there beating the shit out of black people. So I ain't saying all Hispanics, but the Hispanics out here who are team white supremacy, you got to hold your own nuts on that one. Don't come over here looking at us, because the same system that allowed you to shit on us and get away with murdering us, the same system is turning on you. So don't look over here at us. That's not our issue. I'm not marching with nobody. I ain't caping for nobody. I'm over here trying to fix the black community and protect the black community from all the white supremacist Hispanics that joined in with the other white supremacists harming us. That's where my focus has to be. Oh, it's a whole, somebody in the chat room was talking about all those Hispanic white supremacists. Oh, because the thing is, they have to show that they're down with the white. They have to get the brown off of them, so to speak. So they have to go out of their way to show how down they are. And I argue with these Hispanic white supremacists all the time. Many of them got those Hispanic last names. Many of them. They're totally team white supremacy. So you holding your own nuts on that one. And also, another thing, too. When you are team white supremacy and team white supremacy turns on you, don't come looking at us. There was a situation today. There was a white woman who was a nurse in Utah, and there was a patient who was unconscious, and a police detective came in and wanted to get a blood sample from an unconscious patient. And the lady, the nurse, she was doing her job. She's like, no, well, you know, I can't do that. I'm his caretaker or whatever. I don't know the situation of the patient. But the white woman was telling the white detective, hey, you know, that's unethical. I can't allow you to do that. And she was preventing the officer from taking a blood sample from this unconscious person. And understand this. That's real heavy, by the way, on a side note. When we go to the doctor, black folks, no telling what they're doing to us. This is why we don't like going to doctors. And we talked about black people in hospitals in the Hidden Colors film. The shit that's done to us and when we're not aware. That's heavy within itself. Detectives coming in while a person is unconscious and they're taking their blood. You know, that's some slick shit right there because they can, you could have been in a car accident or whatever. And I think they went in there trying to get the man's blood because they said that he had a warrant or something like that. They said that the man who was unconscious had a warrant in the hospital, so they were trying to get his blood, but the nurse was like, no. So they arrested the nurse. They roughed her up, and a lot of people were outraged, and they let her go. I mean, she didn't get charged. They took her down to the station and let her go. But now people want to act shocked that a white woman is getting roughed up, and just a few days ago, the autopsy came out showing that black woman who was pregnant up in Seattle got shot 7 times by race soldiers. Nobody was outraged about that. See, y'all can't pick and choose demonic behavior from the race soldiers because a demon is just going to be a demon no matter what. And that demonic behavior is going to spill over into white society. When you create demons, sometimes those demons come back and bite you in the ass. So we got to understand that these people are not only in a war with us, they're in a war with each other too. Because they have no ethics, they have no principles, and that demonic nature is going to spill out on each other. And don't be fooled when they're battling each other. Because a lot of times, again, they battle each other to see who will dominate us and control us. But again, these white supremacists are being deputized because they are... The people on top understand that we are in a war. I just saw a story that came out of Detroit at a Walmart today. There was some black and white shoppers in Walmart, and somebody was trying to get the last notebook on a shelf, and there was an argument between some black women and white women. And the white woman, one of the white women, pulled a gun out on the black female shoppers. And they took the white woman in custody, but I think they also are talking about charging all the black women too. They're going to charge everybody because this white woman pulled a gun out on these unarmed black shoppers. And I read some of the media accounts and they were caping for the white woman already. They were talking about how the white woman, the white lady was with her daughter and they got into an altercation with the other women. So she pulled out a gun to protect her daughter. This was a media account. They don't know all the details. They're just going using the I'm white and I say so narrative, but they're already being sympathetic towards the white woman. The white supremacists know how to go on code. They understand war. They know how to get on code with one another and save one another. They know how to get on code with one another. And we got to know how to get on code. We got to know and understand that we are in a war setting. And understand, they know when we're in a war, too. There's a story that's really going around on the white supremacist websites, but not the mainstream media. There was a black dude out of Kansas City who was going around killing white people out there. They haven't told you about that. is a brother named Frederick DeMond Scott. They charged him Tuesday with the murders of two people, two white dudes. He was just randomly shooting white people. So when I look at the stories online about that, all the white supremacists are going nuts on that. All these niggas. See, this is why you can't trust niggas. This is why we don't like niggas. So they get right on alert. In the mainstream media, they haven't even touched this story. And I think they're trying to tie this dude into some other murders, too, of random white people. And the white supremacists are talking about, well, how come this ain't a hate crime? Well, I mean, shit, he's going to jail for life. So, you know, he ain't about to get a pass. But they stay on code with us. Whenever we come around, they immediately get on code. And understand, black folks, we got to start getting on code and stop playing so damn much. Stop shucking and jibing and dancing and being the entertainment for the white supremacists. Because understand what they're going to do, man. What Trump's plan, and not just Trump, because I don't like to put it all on Trump, because understand, a whole system of white supremacy put Trump in office. So all of the people within that system are complicit with Trump. But what they're going to do, they're going to use this DACA thing to round up immigrants. So the name of the game is rounding large groups of people up. So they're putting all these laws and policies in place to round up large number of people who they consider non-white. They want to round up large number of people under the guise of immigration first. And then what they're going to do, they're going to round people up under the guise of immigration and gangs. See, it's going to go in stages. So it's first is going to be, well, Hispanic immigrants, and then it's going to be Hispanic gangs. We got to round up the immigrants, the illegal immigrants, the Hispanic MS-13 gangs, and while we're at it, let's round up all the gangs. And who are the other gangs? Black folks. Understand, black people, all of us are in a gang. We're in the I'm White and I Say So gang. They can make up any gang and then we're part of it. No matter where you live, they can just say, okay, what street you live on? Fulton Avenue? Okay, well, you're the Fulton Avenue gang because I'm white and I say so. And they're going to start in Chicago first. They're going to start rounding up large number of black people in Chicago first. I'm telling you how they're going to do it. Once they get the green light going with the immigration and the MS-13 gangs, they're going to hit up Chicago first. And then they're going to start hitting up other black cities under the guise of rounding up gangs. And they're going to make up these non-existent gangs. Y'all going to start hearing about the Tater Tot Hustlers and all these gangs that don't even exist, but it doesn't matter. They're already doing it. I mean, in New York, they started rounding up hundreds of gang members. I think in North Carolina, they rounded up hundreds of gang members. So black folks, you have to psychologically and physically be prepared for the racialized targeting that they are planning and carrying out. And understand, when you are out and about, the white supremacists out there walking around, they are deputized to harm you. Always be on alert when you go out, black people. You need to always be on alert 100% of the time when you go out. We are treated as one big nigga. You cannot coon your way out of that. You cannot dance your way out of that. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's show. It's been real. Check out HiddenColorsFilm.com. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. We're going to have some new gear on TariqElite.com pretty soon, but we got all the good gear on there right now. Remember, 1804, that's coming to theaters August 19th. Special early engagement showing October 12th in Los Angeles. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite right now. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. I will holler at you guys Sunday on Ustream. Y'all have a good one.